It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in New York.
And I'm David Greene in Washington. This is where the Senate Judiciary Committee will hold the hearings on the nomination of Sonia Sotomayor, President Obama's Supreme Court pick. The committee's senior Republican is Utah Senator Orrin Hatch. He says that barring some kind of disqualification, he foresees a committee vote in early September and then a Senate floor vote almost immediately thereafter. And the timing is important because the court begins its new term in October. We asked Senator Hatch if he plans to support Sotomayor.
Well, I certainly want to. But, you kind of want to reserve judgment until you do all the necessary work that we have to do, even before she comes before the committee. You know, and there are some statements that Judge Sotomayor has said that have caused a lot of angst among a lot of people in this country, and that I think are troublesome even to me. I think she probably can explain those away, and she's going to need to do that. Or if she doesn't, then people are going to say, well, this woman has every propensity to become an activist jurist. She made that comment at the 2005 conference in Duke that, quote, the Court of Appeals is where policy is made, unquote. Then she immediately withdrew it in a humorous way. It was kind of a frivolous, humorous way. And, of course, the intellectuals there all laughed and tittered about it. Well, that's not something to laugh and titter about. The policy is not made by the courts. It's got to be made by people who have to stand for re-election. And that's what makes them more sensitive to what their constituents really want or need or what the Constitution really means. When we look at these nominees for the Supreme Court, we look at their experience, and she has a compelling life story, no question about it. We look at their character. I believe she's a person of character. But last but not least, we also look at their judicial philosophy.
Senator Orrin Hatch, let me ask you about the life story that you brought up. Judge Sotomayor has a powerful life story, her ethnicity. Do those things make it tougher on Republicans to oppose her and raise concerns about her?
Well, I think both Republicans and Democrats should personally look at the life story, but that shouldn't make the determination. The determination should be, is this person qualified and fully qualified to sit on the highest court in the land? And, yeah, there may be some political considerations to some, but it isn't a matter of politics to me.
Political considerations, meaning it might be tough for some Republicans, some of your colleagues, to raise concerns about her as this thing moves on.
Well, let's be honest about it. The Democrats, let's start with President Obama. President Obama called both Roberts and Alito, now Chief Justice Roberts and now Justice Alito, compelling life stories. He said they were brilliant men, highly qualified, and then voted against both of them. Now, there are those in the Republican Party who are saying, shouldn't we apply the same standard the Democrats applied to us? Now, I don't personally agree with that stuff, but on the other hand, I can't blame anybody.
But you're saying you can't blame some of your Republican colleagues if they say, look, we don't agree with the way Democrats handled Republican nominations, and we're going to handle them the same way this time.
Well, let me put it this way. That's not me. I wouldn't do that. But I can't blame them if they use the standard that the Democrats used to, in some cases, smear Republican nominees. And I can just assure you of one thing. There were dozens of people who were treated like crap as they came before the committee, and I don't want our side doing that.
It sounds like this is on your mind right now.
Our nominees were treated. They were treated pretty poorly.
And that's going to be a real backdrop here as we go through this?
I think I've explained myself that I don't believe in that, and I don't believe our side should do that either. And the fact that I don't agree with Sonia Sotomayor's politics is irrelevant if she's going to abide by the role that judges should play.
Senator Hatch, Operation Rescue, a group that opposes abortion, has been calling for two of your Democratic colleagues, Bob Casey of Pennsylvania and Ben Nelson of Nebraska, to oppose Sonia Sotomayor's nomination, saying it's a matter of conscience and courage. Are you under pressure from conservative groups like them?
No, because they know that I'm going to do what I think is right, no matter what happens.
So conservative groups like this haven't been knocking down your door yet?
Well, naturally, all of the groups on both sides have been knocking down the door. I mean, I have to admit, both sides are very forceful. I can't tell you how obnoxious both sides can become from time to time.
Given the reluctance of some recent Republican nominees to state their views on abortion rights when asked, will it be possible for the committee to ascertain what Sonia Sotomayor thinks of Roe versus Wade?
Probably not. I don't blame her if she says this is an issue that constantly comes before the court, and I would be remiss if I gave any opinion on it, and I'm going to keep an open mind. I imagine that's what she'll say.
And you won't demand an answer out of her?
No. I'm not going to demand an answer on something that is going to come before the court. On the other hand, I don't believe the president could get away with appointing anybody but a pro-choice person to the United States Supreme Court. Everybody on our side knows that.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, he's the senior Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator, thank you.
You're welcome.